First-time home buyers look for all kinds of amenities: granite countertops, hardwood floors, cathedral ceilings. And when commentator Susan Strait found her first house, she loved it for one special feature.
When my husband and I bought this 1910 Craftsman farmhouse, I fell in love with the driveway. It's just gravel and dirt, and it has the original cement curbs. The roses were choked by crabgrass tangled like old wigs. But I cleaned out the beds and raked the debris from the gravel, and my husband lined up his tools on the curbing. He held court there in his discarded barber chair while his friends and brothers worked on old engines. The pebbles mixed with screws and bolts when I raked. Near dusk, I brought out plates of hot food and listened to them talk smack. A friend bragged how he used to bring down starlings with a slingshot and cook them in the field. A brother-in-law laughed about the door to his Pinto, stolen by Midnight Auto Supply, two friends who lifted car parts on order. "When you gonna put up a hoop for your kids?" they'd say to my husband. "When you having kids?" they'd say to me. He put up the homemade plywood backboard and iron hoop before the first baby was born. We had three daughters, we hit the hard part of life, and we got divorced. Not suddenly, but steadily, the driveway has become a girl place, with skates and scooters and bikes replacing my ex-husband's engines and spare tires. But my 10-year-old is a serious ball player, a natural. Her nickname is Baby Kobe, and she needed a new hoop. I took down the old backboard this summer. I asked my neighbor to put up a new one with a breakaway net. I had him pour a concrete driveway, and the next morning I nearly cried to see the forgiving gravel gone. Now I'm the one out there, shooting free throws and guarding her while she brings the ball down the long driveway. I try to trim the nodding English roses, but their reaching thorny branches have given her a sweet head fake. 50 layups, her dad calls when he roars off in his truck after dropping the girls off. Then put your right hand in your pocket and dribble past your mom left-handed. Anytime you want to step in here, I call back. I'm in the driveway almost every day, chasing my daughter at top speed while she fends me off and launches her jump shot. But recently, I held the ball while she stood with eyes gleaming under a scrim of tears and said to me, "They don't want me on their team because I'm a girl." I felt a jagged pull in the muscles between my hip bones, the one I get when someone messes with my kids. I knew I had only 10 seconds to decide, comfort her or arm her. "It's always going to be like this." She turned her head so I wouldn't see the gleam. "You have two choices, get sad and be a victim or get mad and kick their butts." The driveway is where I listen and choose answers, where parents all over America weigh our counsel, in the driveway and the backyard court and the pool and the street hockey goal. She took the ball and shouldered past me for an aggressive layup, then started shooting free throws with angry precision. With my toe, I nudged the big V-shaped dent in the old curbing, the mark of a missed hammer years ago when someone tried to pound a U-joint into submission. Then she passed me the ball.
Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California.